This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is Prediction Machines, Chapter 1, Introduction, Machine Intelligence by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb. Picture this, a child is sitting at the kitchen table doing homework. They call out a question, "What's the capital of Delaware?" And before anyone in the house can fumble through their memories or hunt for the answer, a machine named Alexa fires back the correct answer, Dover. That device in your home has just replaced the parent as your child's go-to source for instant knowledge. This is artificial intelligence. And honestly, it's everywhere now. It's in your phone, your car, your shopping experience online, your dating apps and their matching algorithms, in hospitals diagnosing conditions, in banks assessing creditworthiness. It's woven into the media you consume and the decisions that get made about you every single day. So it makes perfect sense that corporate directors, CEOs, and business leaders are scrambling to understand AI. They all sense it coming to transform their industries fundamentally. But here's what three economists who have spent their careers watching technology revolutions want you to know right from the start. AI isn't actually bringing us intelligence in the way most of us imagine. That's the core insight. That's where we begin. The three authors come to this question from a distinctly vantage point. They're economists who built their careers studying the last great technology revolution, the internet. They're not pure computer scientists or computer engineers. They think about incentives, costs, benefits, and how technology reshapes the economics of a business. They founded and built the Creative Destruction Lab in Toronto, which became, by September 2022, the greatest concentration of AI startups anywhere on Earth, more than any other program by their reckoning. In Toronto, they sat with the pioneers. William Tunstall-Pedo, one of the primary inventors of the AI engine powering Amazon's Alexa, flew in from Cambridge, England every 8 weeks to work with them. Barney Pell, who led an 85-person team at NASA that flew the first AI in deep space, was based in San Francisco, but came to the lab regularly. They watched closely as machine learning breakthroughs emerged from the University of Toronto Computer Science Department, breakthroughs that would later power major AI teams at Meta, at Apple, at OpenAI. Being at the intersection of cutting-edge technology and practical business application forced them to focus on a specific question. What does AI actually do for business strategy? So what have they learned from this vantage point? Their first key insight is striking and counterintuitive. Modern AI doesn't bring us general intelligence. It brings us prediction, and that's a much more specific, much more useful way to think about it. When Alexa answers your child's question about Delaware's capital, the system is not knowing anything. What's actually happening is this. Alexa takes the sounds it heard, predicts which words the child actually spoke, then predicts what information the child was looking for. Three levels of prediction, all working together. The output looks like knowledge, but the underlying mechanism is probabilistic forecasting. Here's the economic insight. Every startup that came through their lab was predicated on exploiting the benefits of better prediction. Deep genomics improves the practice of medicine by predicting what will happen to a cell when DNA is altered. Before altering it in actual patients, they can predict outcomes. ADA improves customer service and reduces frustration by predicting what a customer actually wants in an online interaction, sometimes before the customer can articulate it themselves. Validir improves the efficiency of oil operations by predicting the water content of incoming crude oil with high precision, which changes how much they can process and how valuable that crude becomes. These aren't outliers. These aren't edge cases. They're microcosms of what most businesses will be doing in the near future. Every industry is about to rewire itself around cheap prediction. It helps to be precise about what prediction actually means here, because it is broader than guessing the future. Prediction is the process of filling in missing information. You take information you have, often called data, and you use it to generate information you do not have. Forecasting next quarter's sales is prediction, sure, but so is recognizing a face in a photo, translating a sentence from French to English, or deciding whether a credit card charge is fraudulent. In every case, the machine is taking what it can see and filling in what it cannot. That reframing is why a single underlying advance, cheaper and better prediction, shows up in so many unrelated places at once, from your phone unlocking at a glance to a hospital flagging a tumor. It is also why the authors insist the recent breakthroughs are different in degree, not in kind, from the statistics businesses already run. The math rhymes with old-fashioned forecasting, but it got so much cheaper and so much better that it crossed into territory it could never touch before. If you're lost in the fog trying to figure out what AI means for your organization, the authors argue that economics can cut through the noise. You don't need to understand convolutional neural networks or Bayesian statistics. Honestly, you don't. Economics has a rock-solid toolkit for understanding uncertainty and what uncertainty means for decision-making. That toolkit has been refined over centuries. As prediction becomes cheaper and better, you can use economic principles to understand what AI tools will deliver the highest return on investment for your business. You can figure out when to build versus buy. You can structure your decisions around what matters. But here's the kicker, and it's crucial. The book isn't a recipe for guaranteed success. Instead, it emphasizes trade-offs, real, hard trade-offs. Every advantage comes with a cost. More data means less privacy. More speed in predictions means sometimes less accuracy. More autonomy, letting machines make decisions automatically, means less control and less visibility into why those decisions were made. Better prediction doesn't mean you automatically make better decisions for your business. It means you need to think hard about what your strategy should actually be, given that predictions are now becoming extraordinarily cheap. The framework applies across completely different roles and contexts. If you're a business leader, you get insight into AI's impact on management and organizational decisions. If you're a student or recent graduate, you get a framework for thinking about the future of work and your own career trajectory in an era of cheap prediction. Financial analysts and venture capitalists get a structured way of developing investment theses about AI companies. Policymakers get guidelines for how AI is likely to reshape society and how policy might steer those changes toward better outcomes. The book builds from foundations to strategy to society. First, the authors explain how machine learning makes prediction better, and why these recent advances are fundamentally different from traditional statistics that your analysts might already be doing. They dig into data, what types of data actually make good predictions, how much data you need, and the economics of data acquisition. They explore when prediction machines beat humans and when people and machines work together best. Then they move into decision-making, where they introduce a concept that the AI community has mostly overlooked: judgment. Prediction reduces uncertainty, yes. But judgment, deciding what each outcome is actually worth, is what assigns value to decisions. If prediction becomes incredibly cheap, judgment becomes incredibly valuable. That's the economic insight that most people miss. The practical sections cover AI tools and how to figure out when building or buying one will pay off. They walk you through how to think about implementation trade-offs. Then comes business strategy. The moment when AI doesn't just optimize what you're already doing, but fundamentally transforms how your business operates at every level. When prediction gets powerful and cheap enough, it can reshape your entire business model, your organizational structure, and your competitive position. Finally, they tackle the big societal questions head-on. Will there still be jobs? Yes, but different ones. Will this technology create more inequality? Perhaps, depending on how we govern it. Will a few giant companies control everything? It depends on policy choices we make now. Will countries abandon privacy and security for competitive advantage? Some will. Will the world end? No, but the distribution of power and wealth will shift, and the choices we make today matter. The core economic principle at work here is timeless and simple. When something important becomes much cheaper, we use way more of it, and we use it in surprising new places we never anticipated. Arithmetic became cheap with computers, and that transformed everything about business and society in the second half of the 20th century. Prediction is about to become incredibly cheap, cheaper than anyone expected 10 years ago, and that's going to change everything about how we work, how we compete, and how we live.